and welcome to another hour of the Freedom Friday Hi-Fi, coming to you on radioactiveinternational.org. And occasionally transmitting in North Dublin. And this week we got another pile of records to go through. I don't mean that in a negative way, I mean I got a lot of records picked out. And it's going to be some jazz and some psych folk, well, psychedelic-y, folky stuff. And some jumping R&B, and some reggae, and some exotica. So, nothing I haven't touched on before, but all new tunes, all songs that I haven't played before here. And I believe I'm at episode 82 of the Freedom Fry Hi-Fi, so that's quite good going. 82 hours plus, with only a couple of repeat songs. Opening up there, we had Rebel Nance, King Tubby, and the Observer All-Stars. And coming up next, we're going to have from the LP All Night Long by Joe Houston, the Celebrity Club Stomp.
Indian roof man flexes his eye. the fall.
Okay, and let's have a roundup of what you've been listening to there in the first set of three here on the Freedom Fry Hi-Fi RadioactiveInternational.org. And we opened up with Celebrity Club Stomp by Joe Euston from 1956. After that was Indian Rope Man by Richie Havens from the LP Richie Havens 1983. Which turns up, a double album turns up a lot in the dollar bins over here. And you know, it's well worth getting. So a lot of surprises, and I used to really be down on him. I used to think he was corny, and I don't know, but I changed my mind. A couple of solo albums, I wouldn't be crazy into him. But Run Shaker Run, Indian Rope Man, and you know, some of his sitar tunes. Very interesting. Anyway, the Indian Rope Man there became the basis of African Herbsman by the Wailers. And then after that was Zucchero by Harry Bendler and his orchestra, taken from the LP San Remo 1969. And that was a thing I picked up today. It's like really cheesy covers of cheesy Italian pop hits from Sanrio Song Contest 1969. Really just, really, 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 I know, so bad. So it's so negative that it somehow came around the other end and made it on the show. Anyway, let's follow up with something by The Natural Thing by Brother Jack McDuff, taken from Cadet Records 1968, 1969 or so. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we had a bit of a jazz set there, so let me tell you what you heard if you don't know. We opened up with Natural Thing, Brother Mac, Jack McDuff from the LP Natural Thing, followed up by Mongo by Johnny Little, recorded live in New York in 1966. After that was a cover version of The Byrds' 8 Miles High by the Paul Horn Quintet. Usually I kind of pass over Paul's records, or rather I used to do. I used to actually laugh at his live at the Taj Mahal and live in the Pyramids records. Just thought this guy is a chancer, but now I'd love to come across it live at the Taj Mahal Volume 1, and I hope to one day. Anyway, that was his cover of Byrds' 8 Miles High, 1966 on RCA Records. And after that was Moon and Sand from 1955 by Eddie Bert Septet. I'm going to play a couple of singles now, and then don't know what I'll do after that. Eddie Palmieri track. I'm debating whether I'll play. I'll just see if the sequence goes right. This is very it's a thrown together show in some sense. I haven't had a lot of chance to think this week about what I'm going to play, but I do have my sort of recently arrived pile standing on top of the TV cabinet, so that's what I'm kind of playing from now, more or less. Anyway, let's have something from that I did pick up last week. It's Christmas Chillin', the Kentucky Wassail by John Jacob Niles, who I have played before. If you haven't heard him, he was a big influence on Jeff Buckley, or not Jeff Buckley, on his dad, Tim Buckley.
Wassail, wassail all over the town. The cup is white and the ale is brown. The cup is made from the old oak tree, and the ale is made in Kentucky. So it's joy be to you and a jolly wassail. Oh, good man and good wife are you within. Pray lift the latch and let us come in. We see you sitting at the boot of the fire, not a-thinking of us in the mud and the mire. So it's joy be to you on a jolly wassail. Oh, where is the servant with the silly little pin? To lift the latch and let us come in. For here in the draft it is our desire to nibble on a cheese and a toast by the fire. So it's joy be to you on a jolly wassail. There was an old maid and she lived in a house, and she had for a pet a tiny wee mouse. Oh, the house had a stove and the house was warm, and a little bit of liquor won't do no harm. So it's joy be to you on a jolly wassail. Oh, a man in York drank his sack from a pail, but all we ask is a wee wassail. Oh, husband and wife, alack, we part. God bless this house from the bottom of our heart. So it's joy be to you on a jolly wassail.
Beatles tune. Now they suddenly rise. They started so long ago. Head to toe, helping will be and sunny down snuff, I'm all right by the heroes and
was the Beach Boys with Heroes and Villains. The first 45 to come out on their, I guess their subsidiary label, their own label, Brother Records. I can't imagine the, Beach Boys, hey, we're working on this great album, Smile, and this, we want this to be the single, Heroes and Villains, and we want it on our own record label. There's Capitol, like, well, I guess they got earned a lot of money for Capitol, but I'm sure the execs were like, oh God. This is going to cost us. Anyway, excellent 45 that I picked up today. And prior to that was Lotus Land from Tito Puente. And opening set was, actually no, not opening set, before that was Stingray by the Rowers, which is a 45, but I played it at 33 because it sounds better at 33. And you hear it, you know, became the football chant, you know, you're going home in an ambulance. But I think it broke through. I was reading a story, a female DJ, I think in Manchester, was the first one to play it at 33 in the mid-60s, and it kind of took off as a thing in the north and then spread all the way up. And opening up was the Christmas song, Kentucky Wassail by John Jacob Niles. And next I'm going to play kind of a late 70s Latin jazz concept piece. Yes. And it's a Columbia de Canto by Eddie Palmieri from the LP Lokumi Makumba Voodoo on Epic Records. And some of this is very good and some of it is really cheesy and late 70s Latin jazz concept piece. So bear with it. I think it's rewarding enough. That's only 10 minutes. Come on, 10 minutes. Thank you.
aquí yo te canto, querida Colombia, mira que te quiero a ti. Mi canto sincero al país yo le canto, porque siempre pienso en ti.
Ah, la, la, desde que te vi, me enamoré de ti.
Canto.
And that just about brings us to the end of the show. Time for one more record. In fact, I'm running over, but as it's Freeform Radio and there's no one in the slot after me, I think I can afford to go over 2 minutes without the bosses coming down hard on me. And that was at Columbia Toccante by Eddie Palmieri, and it was inspired by a tour of Columbia. So it's supposed to give reflect the geography and musical history and stylings of the island, of the country, I should say. So I don't know, did you hear it? Anyways, I'm going to wind up now. I'm going to be very tired tonight, so your DJ apologizes for a kind of sloppy show. And I'm going to end with Wedding of the Winds Waltz. It's an actual song of nightingales and blackbirds with orchestra by Carl Reichs Avery in Bremen, recorded in Europe. And I got this in a stack of 78s a while ago, and I was really pleased. It was a bunch of really nice 78s, but I bought them too fast. That's a problem. It was like a stack of about 10 decent records. I was on my lunch break, so okay, I'll just have them. And when I got them home, and I was checking them, every freaking one of them was cracked. So this might be a one-play wonder, and then I might... it may not be playable again, but I put an old turntable with an old needle, so I don't mind. So let's have this, and I'll talk to you all next week.